would have been trouble right there, right down the line, almost a near image of where that ball from Joe Lampe just landed. Just a little bit more loft to it, a couple of steps to the right of the chalk. Captains in those road grays. Jesse, check me on this, but I think it's the first time they've wore the grays in this series. They've gone baby blue alternate tops through the first three games of the series.
That's what my memory says, too.
Time called by Christian Cairo down there in the gray unis. That's Lake County arced across their chest in blue. Got the Guardian, or the Cleveland C on the left shoulder and the Captain logo on the right shoulder. 2-2 pitch. Checked it, but it slides low and away. 3-2. In the meantime, the Nuts and the home whites tonight. Trying to get the final two outs in this second inning. 3-1 our score, Lugnuts leading. Nico Chea throws home. There goes the runner to second. It's on the ground. Weakly hit towards short. Scooped up by Max Muncy. And a side throw to first to Bautista in time. Two outs. So a little hit and run there. Moves Frias to second base. And junior San Quintin steps in. San Quintin, the switch hitter. 6 foot, 170 pounder from the Dominican Republic. 21 years old. Signed as a free agent in 2018 by the Guardians. Or righty on lefty, pitch one, checked it, and did he offer? No, and just missed. Ball one. Lugnuts playing him to pull to the right side of the diamond, so Winkler about 15 paces off the line at third. Muncy nearly up the middle at second to the left of the bag. Pitch home, check swing there. And he doesn't offer again on the appeal. 2-0 as it was low. Meantime, Bautista pretty much right up the line at first with Angeles shaded over towards first. Big gap between second and Angeles up the middle. Nico Chea looks at the runner at second, throws home. Swing and a miss. San Quintin, a big cut right underneath that one. Change piece right there, 2-1. Three to one, Lugnuts leading, top two. Runner at second, two away. Pitch, swing and a miss again. Like back-to-back changeups there. You got the slow clap going here in the second. Energetic crowd tonight at Jackson Field. The pitch home. Oh, just below the zone. Good pitch from Deco Chea. It froze San Quintin. Looked like it was ready to be punch out number three. Instead, it's ball three and a full count. 3-2 pitch. Right down the chute, called strike three. There's the strikeout, a pitch later, and the third punch out for Deco Chea leaves a runner stranded at second and Frias on the walk. One run comes in. 3-1, Lansing heading to the bottom of the second.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jackson.
off to the bottom of the second we go, and a new man with the Lansing Lugnuts leading off wearing number 8. It's Colby Thomas, the third rounder last year out of Mercer, selected by the A's, making his Lugnuts debut. Digs in from the right side, open stance. The righty Johnston throws. That falls in, strike one. Thomas, one of the top prospects in the A's organization. MLB Pipeline has him sitting at 17th. Pitch home, kick back off the netting. No balls, two strikes. This year with Stockton through 72 games, Thomas, 24 doubles, 82 hits, 4 triples, 8 home runs. He knocked in 49 with 26 walks, 76 strikeouts, and had 14 steals. Next pitch up high, 1-2. On base percentage for Thomas was excellent, up over 360. OPS up at 840. He can swing it. 1-2 pitch. A little bit wide. 2 balls, 2 strikes. He's coming off a labrum injury in his last season last year with Mercer. 2-2 pitch. Twists in, nearly clipped him. 3-2. He was in the race for the leader in the home run column in college baseball last year before that injury happened, and has worked back from it this year, obviously, playing through 70-plus games in Stockton. Payoff pitch, swing and a miss. That's that front door slider that came curving in. Thomas is down on strikes, so we'll have to wait to get that first Lugnuts hit. Second strikeout tonight for Reed Johnston. So now that'll bring up Clark Elliott. One out, nobody on. Bottom two, 3-1. Lugnuts leading. First pitch home. Ends inside. 1 ball, no strikes. Good news, Lugnuts able to add some outfield and infield depth with the two moves tonight. Bring up. 1-0. Slides in a little bit low. 2 balls, no strikes on Elliott. Clark Elliott, a former Stockton Port earlier this year before he got promoted. The pitch. It's on the outside corner, strike one. Ports are struggling, but they've got some good talent down there. Again, the bulk of the talent seems to be in AA and AAA in the A's org. Pitch. Up high. A little bit outside, 3-1. Elliott batting just 176 through 38 games with the Nuts. 1 double, 14 knocked in. Hasn't found that extra base pop yet, but he's starting to find ways on base a little bit more recently. 3-1, shot foul over towards the Pepsi porch. Hangs into the seats, 3-2. NC State against Michigan here. Johnston against Elliott. Base is clear, 1 out, bottom two. The pitch, on the ground through the middle, it's a base hit. So Elliott aboard again in this series. We mentioned it, the hits starting to come for Clark Elliott, squaring up more pitches. He had a base hit and a stolen base yesterday, also reached on an HBP. We'll see if he tries to swipe his fourth back coming up. He's 3-for-3 in stolen bases this year, and now you've got Aribio Angeles to the plate. 1 out, 1 on. Righty on righty. Johnston throws. There goes Elliott. Throw down to second is late, and there is Clark Elliott's fourth steal. He's got great speed. If he can continue to get on base, the Nuts are going to have another guy that can swipe multiple bags this year. Get up into double figures, you would think. Was a strike, by the way, on Angeles. The bottom of the zone. The 0-1. Shot up into the air. First base side, foul territory. Out of play, 0-2. Danny Bautista Jr. has 14 swipes. Junior Perez got his 20th last night. And Jack Winkler has 17. Those are the three Lugnuts with 10-plus. Angeles is one away with 9. Again, for Elliott, that was his fourth moments ago. Pitch home. Slider inside. 1 ball, 2 strikes.
That was an elbow-seeking missile. Adelaide somehow got the elbow out of the way.
That pitch has come in tight on a couple of Lugnuts batters and almost Made contact. Big lead for Elliott. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Slider hooked away that time. There is the third strikeout. That is a good-looking pitch. Johnston has shown it a lot coming in on the front door to these righties. That time he hooked it out of his zone, and Angeles chased it.
The fascinating thing to me about Reed Johnston, Adam, look how low he gets that baseball before he brings it in. He gets it below his knee. He gets it to about shin height.
Here's Max Muncy that steps in. Pitch home. That's inside. Ball one. Yeah, down below that right knee indeed before he brings it home.
Usually when you talk about a pitcher who's going to touch his knuckles to the dirt, it's a submariner.
1-0. Hard hit out to left field. Dropping it to base hit. Elliott flying around third. The throw from Cairo goes to second. RBI single Max Muncy. 4-1 Nuts in the second. A clutch two-out hit, just like Max had last night in the seventh to give him the lead. He extends their lead here.
Listen, Max is unlocked defensively, offensively, on the bases. When it comes to hitting, when it comes to drawing walks, everything right now is coming up first-round material.
He is playing really, really well. It was Caden Trinkle from the left side. Quick throw to Muncy. Didn't have much of a lead. This is kind of what we expected from him. Maybe not right off the chute in April, but once things started to clear up in potentially May or June, it seems like he started to put it together to open up July. Pitch home. Swing and a miss. Is that drop below Trinkle? Strike one.
It's an easy prediction to make. Darryl Ernaez is the shortstop prospect with AA Midland. He's been great. He's going to move up, and Max right now is playing well enough to get the promotion to replace him.
0-1 fouled off right next to the plate. There's no question about it. You feel like if you're looking at first-round talent, Max Muncy has been here now a second year after he got promoted last year. 19 home runs last year, and it seems like the pop and that consistency at the plate and the high number of strikeouts have been what have held him back lately. That's changing. 0-2 pitch. That's inside. One ball, two strikes on Caden Trinkle. It started with limiting the strikeouts. And next, the hard contact has started to come. And now, last couple of weeks, we're seeing those extra base hits. 1-2. Down low, that gets beyond Planchard to the backstop. Muncy is up to second. On the wild pitch, the Lugnuts have another runner in scoring position. How about the fact that Elliott providing some depth at the bottom of the order? Gets on base, uses his speed to get to second. Aggressive base running by the Nuts. Max Muncy knocks him in with two outs. Because of that, it's 4-1 Lansing. They've scored three in the first, now one here in the second. Pitch on the ground to second. To his right, Furman has it on the fringe. Steps on the dirt, throws low. Grabbed by San Quintin. Trinkle out, and so are the Nuts. But they tack on another on two hits and a run. The RBI to Max Muncy, scoring Clark Elliott. 4-1 Lansing off to the third. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with the play-by-play right after this.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tips and identities are confidential.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Kumo Nebbio was warming up in the bullpen behind Jose Dicochea early on because Dicochea was utilizing an awful lot of pitches. But Dicochea got through the top of the second inning with a couple of strikeouts. And now the big right-hander will take on 9-1-2. That's Planchard, Fox, and Furman. And the lead behind him is 5-1. Victor Planchard is a switch hitter batting left. Number 9 hitter in the order. The kick and the pitch. Outside corner, strike call. Jose Dicochea, start number 4 with the Lugnuts. And 0-1 for Planchard. A ground ball pulled down to first base. Grabbed by Batista Jr. Calls his own number. One away. Adam, did you touch on why Dicochea is pitching today?
I did not.
I think we should briefly touch on that. So Jose Dicochea was scheduled to start yesterday, but he was replaced very close to first pitch, maybe a couple of hours before first pitch, by Jacob Waters, and instead he's starting today. Deals to Jake Fox, 5-1 Lugnuts. Fox takes the off-speed down and away. Well, the reason is because of a family emergency, because of something with the family. With Jacob Waters, he is now back with his family. 1-0, a ground ball pulled the foul up the right side. And the understanding was he was going to leave today. And so because Waters was leaving today, he can't start today. And so they bumped him up. He pitched yesterday in a difficult emotional spot. And he fired 5 innings of 1-run ball, and now Dicochea today.
Now pitched with a heavy heart yesterday.
1-1, up and inside. 2 balls, 1 strike on Fox. Jake Fox is 0-1 with a ground out to second. Dicochea delivers. Strike called on the inside corner. 2-2. Center fielder Perez is playing away toward left center, but he's playing behind the shadow of the video board. The pitch, that's lifted on a slicer, pop up left side. Third baseman Winkler the catch, right next to Muncy. 2 outs. And the batter now is Nate Furman. Furman committed one of 3 Lake County errors in the bottom of the first inning. The first 3 Lugnuts batters reached and scored. And the Lugnuts were on their way. They're 4-1. I think I said 5-1 earlier. 4-1 Lugnuts lead. You can see if you're on MLB TV. You can see the score widget right there. Right-handed pitcher, left-handed batter, the deal. Fastball above the letters, ball 1.
What do you know that we don't?
By the way, if you're watching an MLB TV, let me tell you, that score widget, Terry Alpert has worked good and hard on that. The deal. The breaking ball curves across the inside corner, called strike. Adam, we were studying the score widget on a... That's the right word, right? The score bug.
Score bug.
The score bug on all sorts of different teams' broadcasts. The 1-1 pitch. A check swing foul, line down the left side, off toward the Pepsi porch, strike 2.
Like, what is this widget thing you're calling?
Bug. The score bug. And so it matters what a score bug looks like. It's got to stay out of the way. But it has to have the important info. Who are the teams? Who's winning? What inning are we in? Ball, strikes, outs. Anybody on base? Nobody now. 1-2. Fastball runs inside.
I think we need a bingo card for how many times Terry Alipark's name gets brought up in these broadcasts.
We can mention PA announcer Chris a little bit more often.
Yeah, they can't hear us over there.
A 2-ball, 2-strike pitch from Jose Dicochea. Berman swings and lines into center. Back goes Junior Perez to his left, has the catch in the shadow. Side retired. 1-2-3 go the captains. If you're watching this game, if you're a sports fan, you care about that score bug. 4-1, Lugnuts go to the bottom of the third inning at Jackson Field.
What's up? This is Will I Am. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know, if you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too. Al-Anon and Alateen can help. Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
The native of Chapel Hill, North Carolina, but an NC State Wolfpack, Reed Johnston goes back to the mound for the bottom of the third inning. He'll take on Susac, Batista Jr., and Perez. 3-4-5 in the Lugnuts order. 4-1 Lugnuts. First pitch. Daniel Susac swings and misses. Strike one. Susac in the first inning, an infield single, a run scored. Step back, the leg kick, the toss. Off the outside corner. Reed Johnston, despite allowing four runs in the first two innings, he's pitched fairly well. There hasn't been a lot of hard contact against him. Winds and throws. Susac takes a called strike two. And Adam mentioned it right from the very top. The Lugnuts have struggled this year against Johnston, but they jumped on him early, helped out by three errors behind him. Added another run in the second inning. Now batting in the third, 1-2 for Susac. Found the way off the right side, and we stay right here.
Technically, he's only given up two earned runs because of those errors. He'd given up more than one run prior, but again, only one was earned.
1-2, hit in the air out to right center field. Lampy at Fox over. Deep into right center, it's Joe Lampy the catch. Jake Fox yielding. Now yesterday, Jake Fox was the center fielder, and he caught absolutely everything. But today you see Joe Lampy is in center, and the center fielder gets the right of way.
That's right, the turntables.
The turntables. When you mentioned technically, do you know the line from Futurama? You were technically correct. The best kind of correct. Danny Batista Jr. takes ball one up high. Luis Baez, right before that last pitch that Susac flat out on, quickly rushed over to the dugout first base side. He had not gone out there with his batting helmet to the coach's box. 1-0. Down the way, off the right. Ball into strike on Danny. 1-for-1 with an RBI single, and then picked off first base by Johnston. Bat waggling to and fro above his shoulder. Righty to righty. Smacked up the middle, base hit center field. He's 2-for-2. Joe Lampy back involved, scoops it up, gets it in. A one-out single for Batista Jr. You could bet he's going to be a little bit more careful over at first base.
We're getting lurking looks from Nick Portoya to our right because he picked Danny Bautista as the spotlight hitter, but not a home run. That's two singles.
You know, two more singles, he'll have four bags.
Does that count as a home run then? Or?
Not to me.
Yeah.
Well, with a one-out base runner on at first, Lugnuts up 4-1. That's Junior Perez, struck out his first time. Johnston lets it fly. Broke it in there for a called strike. That big sweeping slider. I would call that a sweeper. Second baseman Furman is right up the middle. And a one from Johnston will wait. Pickoff or over. Batista Jr. safe. About that second baseman Furman. When they put in the anti-shifting rules, they said you can't have, right? You can't have more than two infielders on either side of second base. And so teams figured out the way. Batista Jr. runs, pitches high. Danny started to hesitate on his way in, and he's tagged out by Furman. He did not go in there dashing at full speed the entire way. And he's caught stealing for the sixth time in 20 attempts. Two outs, nobody on. The loophole the teams found was they put the middle infielder, shortstop, or the second baseman right back of second, and then a couple of steps over. Sweeper down and in. So there's Nate Furman. Adam, what do you think? He's right behind second base, and then he took two steps to his left. He's on the right side of second. The pitch. Perez takes a sweeper outside. Three balls, one strike on the Lugnut center fielder, Tom Grennan. A big thanks to Adam tonight, everybody. He called the first and the second innings. Usually if you tune into our games, I get the first and the second because, you know, I'm selfish like that.
No, because you're the voice of the nuts, my man.
3-1 pitch. Harris takes low, ball four. Five-pitch walk and a two-out base runner for the Lugnuts. Second walk given out by Johnston. Today, Michigan Baseball Hall of Fame night. And just to try to list for you what the Michigan Baseball Hall of Fame means to me. Back in 2014, when the ballpark was undergoing the renovation, they started to figure out what were special things that they could put in. One of the ideas raised was, there's no Michigan Baseball Hall of Fame anywhere in Michigan. We could host it here. And it was given to me as my project. Pick off the over, Perez gets back in. Jack Winkler, the batter, 0-for-1 with a fly out to left. Two outs, runner at first for the Lugnuts, batting in the bottom of the third up 4-1. Furman cheating up the middle. Here's the pitch. Winkler takes down and away. Ball one. So from that very first class in 2015, 10 members in that first class, ever since usually two-member class inducted every year. I've been the person putting together the Hall of Fame voting committee and executing the process. Fastball high, two balls, no strikes. Taking in the nominations, putting together the Hall of Fame ballot, working through the voters, secret ballot, really. Email it out, they email me back. And we work through it, and then work all the way through today, Hall of Fame Induction Day. A 2-0, Perez runs, sweeper taken for a strike, thrown to second base, two hops right past Furman. Perez gets up, he rushes for third base. He rides there standing. Furman rescues the ball from shallow center and runs it in. A steal for Junior, it's his 21st, and then the throwing error on Victor Planchard. Planchard's sixth error and the fourth already today on Lake County.
Error-filled Friday for the Captains.
Wow. Things are getting freaky.
They're going to have to walk the plank at the end of the night.
There's a mutiny.
Yeah.
Well, Jack Winkler, the batter. Here's the pitch. He swings and misses. Great slider. 2-2.
They have their treasure stolen or something?
Well, X marks the spot. E denotes the error. And a 2-2. Line drive left center field. Down for a base hit to bring in Perez. Joe Lampe relays into short. Jack Winkler's on with the RBI single. They take advantage of the error. And it's 5-1 Lugnuts.
You said it, Jesse. It's one thing to be given all these opportunities, but then you have to take advantage of them. Lansing did with three runs in the first. Then they took advantage with good hitting in the second and aggressive base running. Now here in the third, again, good hitting, steal a bag, an error given so you get an extra base, and then get the base hit to knock him home. And Lansing just keeps pouring it on. Now have scored five runs and at least one run in the first three innings.
And you know who that brings up? The man making his Lugnuts debut today, looking for his first Midwest League hit. The third rounder from Mercer, Colby Thomas. Right-hander against right-hander. Short lead for now for Winkler at first base. He's a threat to run. The pitch. Thomas takes a fastball up and in. Ball one. Adam just looking through Thomas's numbers. First with Mercer. And then this year with Stockton in his professional debut. Great power. Great speed. A ball went off for him. Swing and a foul tip into then out of the mid of Planchard. Strike one. First time up, Johnston struck him out, but he struck him out on a 3-2 pitch. Something that you would have been looking more from. You had said, I need to see these Lugnuts work the count. Well, the two newest Lugnuts, Thomas here, Brendan Malone, not yet playing. They worked the count. 1-1. Swing and a miss on the cheddar. What you'll find is, should Colby Thomas reach base, he can steal bases too. He's got tremendous speed. He fits right in with this team. 5-1 nuts, 1-2 pitch from Johnston. Winkler runs, it's outside. Planchard slow down is perfect, the tag, not in time. Great jump by Winkler. He beats the throw by Planchard, stealing the base off Johnston.
stolen bases already in this game for the Nuts. I love this aggression from Craig Conklin.
And a 2-2 pitch to Thomas. Swing a fly ball, hooked deep down the left field line. Back toward the corner goes Cairo. It is high off the top of the wall. It's still in play. Winkler scores. Cairo plays it in. Colby Thomas has already stopped in second. His first hit in the Midwest League is an RBI double. 6-1 Lugnuts.
Yeah, he can stay around. I'm good with him.
304 feet down the left field line where the wall rises up 23 feet tall. That wall's a little shorter. That ball's a home run. The wall's a little deeper. Maybe things get interesting for Cairo. That's a play where you take advantage of that short corner.
Colby Thomas going to go back to the dugout and go, guys, how tall is that wall out there? Goodness.
Clark Elliott now. Here's the pitch. Down and in, ball one. And the Lugnuts score 3 in the first, 1 in the second, and so far 2 in this third against Reed Johnston. 6-1. Thomas steps away from second base. 2 outs, the pitch to Elliott. Up high and away, 2 balls and no strikes. And there is nobody warming up in the Lake County pen. Clark Elliott, the left-handed batter. 1-for-1, single, steal, run scored. A 2-0. Just missed down and in. Adam, I'm going to go out on a limb. This might not be a very slender limb. I think the Lugnuts are going to lead the Midwest League in stolen bases. They trail the Great Lakes Loons for the league lead right now. They have 120 steals, the Loons 123. 3-0. Elliott takes ball 4 inside, and he's back on. Third walk given up by Johnston.
This offense, Jesse, seems like it's on the cusp of trying to get hot here. And not just tonight. We're starting to see more consistency from your top guy and Max Muncy. Kaden Trenkel has just come back. Now you got Clark Elliott reaching. Colby Thomas has been promoted. He's had a good bat at the A level. Anales has been swinging a good stick. I mean, we've seen moments this year, but man, if this offense can put it together, look out for some big highlight games.
Meeting on the mound, pitching coach for these Lake County Captains is Kevin Arminio. 2 outs, Thomas at second, Elliott at first. Remember, there was 2 outs and nobody on. And then Perez walked, stole second, took third on the throwing error by Planchard. Winkler singled him in, stole second. Thomas doubled him in, Elliott drew the walk. Here we are, 2-1. 2 runs in, 6-1 Nuts. A rebuild, Anales coming up.
Remember, they got their 2-out knock yesterday to give them the lead. They're doing a good job. They got a 2-out knock earlier in this game. I mean, not giving up on the inning when there's 2 outs. They're coming in clutch, and it's great to see this offense deliver. By the way, steals, lead the league. I'm going with the Nuts.
You think so, too?
Yeah. I like that.
The pitch to Anales. Hit in the air, hooking down the left field line. Christian Cairo to his right, into the corner, runs it down. Side retired. Lugnuts score at 2 on 3 hits, 2 walks, 1 error. We're going to the fourth inning. At 6-1, hometown squad. Nuts on top of the Captains from Lansing, Michigan.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Al-Anon can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
6-1, Lugnuts leading the Lake County Captains. Lugnuts right-hander Jose DiCochea back to the hill. 3, 4, and 5 coming up in Tolentino, Lampy, and Frias. I'm Jesse. He's Adam. The pitch. Down and away, ball one to Milan Tolentino. He's Milan. 0-1 with a swinging strikeout on 3 pitches. His first time up against DiCochea. Right-hander kicks and offers. Got it in. 2 balls, no strikes. Train in the distance. Never been here to Lansing, Michigan. Adam and I are right downtown, just a couple of blocks away from the state capitol. The train is off to the east about 2 blocks. A 2-0. Strike called right there at the letters. Adam, do you know the routes to drive around Lansing so you don't get stopped at the train tracks, or every now and then do you get caught?
Oh, I get caught every once in a while.
A 2-1 hitter's pitch from DiCochea. A ground ball hits the second baseman on the base. Fields goes to first, out number one. I'm somebody who counts train cars.
Really?
Yeah. I will, if I'm stopped there at the train tracks, I will count every single car.
Yeah, by ones or twos.
What do you mean? 1 car, 2, 3, 4, all the way to the caboose.
Like 2, 4, maybe you're an even number guy. I don't know.
I count by ones.
Okay. Lame.
Joe Lampy is the batter. Takes a fastball high. Where I grew up, there weren't train tracks around a block or so away, but you could always hear the train in the distance. Ball and offering to Lampy. That too misses up. Joe Lampy 1-for-1 with a triple and the only Lake County run scored. Wild pitched in from the second inning. Caps are down 6-1 in the fourth. Used to be the baseball teams traveled via train. A 2-0. Check swing, called strike, 2-1.
You can ask my late grandpa. Anytime I used to spend time with him, he knew they were 2 blocks away from the train tracks. When we heard it, he had to take me there because I wanted to see it.
You were a big train kid.
Mm-hmm.
The 2-1 pitch, at the knees, strike 2 call. Do you know the only minor league baseball team named after something train-related? 2-2. Lampy takes down and in. Actually, there might be 2, come to think of it. I'm trying to think if there's any more. I can think of 2 train-related minor league baseball teams.
I've got one.
Okay.
Round Rock Express.
Oh, okay. So that's different from what I was thinking. That makes 3. That's great.
Darn it.
I was thinking first the Scranton Wilkes-Barre Railroaders.
Yeah.
And then, do you know about Altoona? 3-2, inside ball 4. DiCochea issues his 2nd walk, and Lampy is a 1-out base runner.
The curve?
The curve.
I didn't know that was about a train.
Look it up.
Okay.
There's a famous curve that the train tracks take in Altoona, Pennsylvania. So just like Round Rock Express, the Express is a fastball. Nolan Ryan was the Ryan Express. Altoona curve, a curve is a curve. Diane Frias, the pitch. That's a fastball, and that's called strike 1.
I got everything out there, curves, bridges.
Yeah, but the horseshoe curve of Pennsylvania.
We track railroad curve, Norfolk Southern Railway's Pittsburgh line.
How cool is that? 0-1, check swing, came down and in. On appeal, didn't go. Ball into strike on Frias. Diane Frias, a switch hitter, bats left against the righty DiCochea. 1-on-1 out for Lake County, down 6-1 in the fourth. Frias, the number 5 batter in the order. He walked his first time up. Here's the pitch. Inside, ball 2. Altoona curve, not only are they named after the famous horseshoe curve, they're one of the only ballparks in the country that have a roller coaster out beyond their outfield wall. Pickoff throw into first base. Tag applied a little late. Lampy got back in. Batista Jr., the first baseman, would have been picked off at first base earlier in the game, but maybe they had him.
Is it a Ferris wheel outside of Quad Cities Park? I haven't been to theirs.
Yes. Yes, it is. A 2-1. Fouled up and away to the left side. 2-2. Quad Cities is not just a Ferris wheel. They've got sorts of different amusement park rides. And If the players have a successful series there, they usually like to ride them after the final game of the series. A 2-ball, 2-strike pitch from Di Cochea. Rias fouls it straight back.
Those gotta be out of commission then, too, if the Mississippi floods, right?
Yeah.
Same type of thing?
Yes. That was supposed to be your first trip in the Quad Cities. It was 2019.
Yep.
And it flooded. The pitch. A cue shot grounded down to third base. Winkler gloves. Goes across the diamond. And the scoop not made by Batista Jr. Both runners safe. Lampy to second. Frias on at first base. Error on the lug nuts. The first error charged to the Lansing defense.
It's a tough play right there. Jack only has one to first base. Got a charge, but that's one where you're hoping it can be up in the air. Danny Bautista has shown he struggled this year at first base. He's still trying to get accustomed over there, and he's picked some tough balls, but that one not quite able to squeeze in the glove. And now you got to be careful here that you don't let Lake County back into this game with two on and one out.
So pitching coach Don Schultz, he goes to the mound. Things have gotten off the tracks here.
Off the rails.
We saw Kumar Nambiar warming up earlier in the game. And the Lugnuts lefty from Yale is warming up right now. The infield departed. Schulze stayed out there for a couple more words for Di Cochea. Jose Di Cochea, just a great story in terms of a valued, talented high school pitcher drafted in the 8th round 4 years ago. And yet, coming back from Tommy John, finally healthy this year. He was the ace in Stockton. Just brilliant. Helped California League batters to a 163 average, 39 in the third innings, 9 appearances. Moved up here to Lansing, 4th Midwest League start. Trying to work his way through the top of the 4th inning. Deals. Jorge Burgos pops it up. Foul. Out of play over the third base side of Lake County dugout. Strike one. By the way, the error on the play was charged to the third baseman, Winkler. Both runners move. The pitch down and in. Short hop picked by Susak, but no throw. Just too difficult of a pitch for him to throw on. A perfect pitch to run on. And Frias takes second. Lampy takes third. Jorge Burgos struck out looking his first time. The 1-1 pitch. Lays to right field. Kate Trinkle over to his left down the line to make the catch. At third base, Lampy tags. The throw to the plate, one hops in, but Susak took it in front of the dish as Lampy scores behind him. Frias over to third on the sack fly by Burgos. Lake County trails 6-2.
That was a really good throw by Trinkle. He's on the run. Almost was better, though, that it was hit short because he got to run up to it, has his momentum already started to make the throw, but just a little bit late. And the captains get an unearned run here.
Joe Lampy has scored both of the runs. Two outs. Frias at third for Christian Cairo. Righty to righty, Di Cochea looks to finish fourth. Missed outside, ball one. Well, the Lugnuts have scored in 6 runs of support. Di Cochea right now is at 72 pitches. Offering. Went around too far. Strike one for Cairo. Number 7 batter in the order for Lake County. Grounded out to shortstop Muncy his first time. 1-ball, 1-strike, break even. Fouled up and away over the netting. Remember earlier this season, Adam, where it felt like Christian Cairo could do no wrong? Had a red-hot series against the Lugnuts, offensively and defensively. He's been one of their steadying forces. 32 walks compared to 34 strikeouts this year. Pitcher's pitch here, though, on 1-2. Line drive right field. Trinkle comes in. He's got it. Side retired. Cairo hit it on the button. But in the end, 1 run for Lake County in the top of the 4th on 1 walk, 2 steals, 1 error, and a runner left at third base. To the bottom of the 4th inning, the captains are 1 run closer, down to the Lugnuts 6-2.
Our excellence is shining, yet so many of us are dying.
Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen, we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable, 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all. What's up? This is Will I Am, and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. To learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests, ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine what screening option is right for you.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jackson. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
It's a 6-2 Lugnuts lead now. Solo tallies for the Caps in the top of the second and the top of the fourth against Jose DiCochea. Go to the bottom half of the fourth inning. Lugnuts with the 4-run lead. And the first offering misses high and wide to the leadoff man Max Muncy. Right-hander Reed Johnston's back on the mound. He's looking for a scoreless frame. 3 in the first, 1 in the second, 2 in the third against him. Righty to righty. Muncy takes strike called in the outside corner. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jackson. Max Muncy has caused some trouble. A walk, a steal, a run scored in the first. RBI single in the second. Flies this pitch in the fourth out to center. Late Reed Lampe. He comes in. He's got plenty of time. And he has the catch. One batter, one out for Johnston.
Jesse, I know we're backwards here, but you know what the bottom of the fourth is.
Oh, trivia time.
That's right.
Then it is that time. By the way, let me send a quick shout out. Hello to Jerry in Somerville, South Carolina, tuning in. Caden Trenkel fouls this first pitch away to the left side. Adam Jerry writes that me and Adam, we knock it out of the park. Loves this time of summer, closing his eyes and listening to baseball. Jerry, we appreciate you. A one. Hop it inside. Ball and strike on Trenkel. All right, what kind of trivia question you got for us?
Well, I was going to salute him with a Jerry, Jerry, Jerry.
The pitch. Trenkel takes ball two. Dab it in.
Trivia question tonight. With two more additions from Stockton, how many Lugnuts have been promoted from Stockton this year?
Oh. Ooh. A 2-1 pitch. Backdoor breaking ball missed. Just a little low. 3 balls, 1 strike on Trenkel. Reached on catcher's interference. Scored in the first. Grounded to second base to end the second. To answer the trivia question, email in jgoldstrass at Lansing Lugnuts. The pitch. Trenkel hammers it to right. Back toward the wall. That ball is gone. Second homer of the series. Fourth of the season. Lugnuts lead 7-2 on the Trenkel solo blast.
Just an absolute rocket. That baseball was crushed. It was gone from the moment it left his bat. Big time swing, as you mentioned, for a second time in this series for Mr. Trenkel.
It is such a pretty uppercut stroke. Where that Pikachu had and where it crowned. Now Daniel Susak. Johnston throws. Down it in, ball one.
Second home run Johnston's given up to a Lugnut this year, Jesse. Remember the first?
Was it Caden?
No.
Oh. A 1-0. Should I call it on the outside corner? I do not.
It was a 2 home run game, our first this year.
Acero?
Yes, sir.
Armenteros. Now let me ask. Here comes the 1-1. Down and away. Did that home run against Johnston come in the top of the ninth inning to tie the game?
Yes, it did.
Reed Johnston in that game had flummoxed the Lugnuts. They couldn't solve it. And then Armenteros tied the score in the top half. The county walked off in the bottom half. Susak takes the bender inside. 3 balls, 1 strike. Susak is 1 for 2. Single, run scored. For Reed Johnston, by the way, now 11 home runs that he has served up. A 3-1 pitch. Front door bender for a called strike. And the count is full.
Well, you knew on a 3-1 count, like you just had against Trinkle, he wasn't going to go fastball right down the heart of the plate. He just learned his lesson, so that was a great pitch.
Payoff. Fastball waved at and missed. Fastball in the outside corner to strike out Susak. At a 4th strike at Fred Johnston. 2 down, last of the 4th. And with that, here's the Metro, Amir Santos. And that's going to do it for Reed Johnston tonight. Well, that at least 1 run in each of the 4 frames that he pitched. And he doesn't get through 4. Goes 3 2/3 innings. 7 runs, 8 hits pinned against him. Not all of those runs are earned. 5 earned, 2 unearned. 3 walks, 4 strikeouts. Johnston departs in line to lose this game.
Like you said, I just love the pressure that the Nuts offense continued to put on him tonight. A run at least in every inning so far to this point. You get the 3-run first to jump on him. You get a 2-run third. A home run here in the 4th. Knock him out of the game. This has been an excellent offensive start for the Lansing Lugnuts tonight.
Captains kept on trying to edge back. Run on the top of the 2nd. Draw within 3-1. The immediate answer in the home half. Run on the top half of this 4th inning on the sack fly by Burgos. Trinkle goes yard. New man on the mat is Juan Zapata. He's a right-hander out of Baní, Dominican Republic. Baní, the same hometown as Junior San Quintín, and the same hometown as the Lugnuts hitting coach, assistant hitting coach, and first base coach, Luis Baez. I was talking to Luis Adam earlier in the series. I saw him posing for a photo with Junior San Quintín. And he said, I know his cousin. His cousin was with the A's organization. And so I wonder if he knows Zapata. Baní is not the largest community.
It's so cool. I mean, you see it in all sorts of life, but baseball certainly brings people together. They're traveling all the time throughout the season, and you get a little touch of home or some familiarity. It's awesome to see that connection between the teams, the players, and sometimes even the coaching staffs and the players.
By the way, Wikipedia, just to look this up, I was checking myself, about 62,000, according to the last census, living in Baní.
Okay.
And in the province, it's in Peravia. About 170,000 people living in the province. It's the capital, Peravia. Zapata to Danny Bautista Jr. I agree, though. I love these connections. Danny takes a called strike. Danny Bautista Jr. signed as an international free agent from the DR. Swings and misses. And quickly, Zapata's out in front. His father, Danny Bautista Sr., born in Santo Domingo, made his major league debut for the Tigers in September of 1993. Two outs, nobody on. It's 7-2 Lugnuts. Zapata's 0-2. Popped up, but foul, back and out of play. Adam, about those photo ops between, let's say, oh! Will! Security in the house!
What a snag off the hop there!
Here comes the 0-2. Up very high. We get to know the security personnel here very well. They work in the booth a couple of doors down. And a member of security with the snack barehanded to hand to a kid on that last foul. Bautista Jr.'s 2 for 2. Grounds left side, backs up the third baseman, Frias, grabs, fires, got him at first base. Frozen rope of a throw over to first. And the 4th inning has come, and it has gone. And it saw a Caden Trinkle homer that responded to the solo tally in the top half. So as we go to the 5th inning, Adam Jackson will retake the call. And the Lugnuts have a 7-2 lead over Lake County.
What makes essential workers essential? We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Vince Cotronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adajaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
What if we played the old switcheroo on you? And I'm going to do the fifth and the sixth tonight. Jesse will take you home for the seventh, eighth, and ninth. Lugnuts so far taking this one home up 7-2, and they will give way to the bullpen for the first time tonight. Pretty good effort from Jose DiCochea as he goes four innings, gives up two runs, just one hit and two walks, racked up three strikeouts. And it is Kumar Nambiar, the lefty, steps in, first pitch. Slides inside, ball one to Junior San Quintin, the switch hitting righty. So the man out of Yale, Kumar Nambiar, wearing number 14, throws home, swing and a miss, strike one. Nambiar, the lefty, 5'11", 190-pound, 25-year-old from Larchmont, New York. From the stretch, kicks and throws. Outside, 2-1. Triple and then a wild pitch scored Joe Lampe in the second. After a walk and a swipe and an error, scored their second run. Pitch is lifted out to center field. Back goes Perez. That's over his head and it dumps down on the bottom of the wall. Perez will shoot it in to second. It's a double for San Quintin. Watching Junior Perez there, he calmly was jogging towards the baseball. It looked like he was going to be able to catch it, and then all of a sudden, he kept jogging. It was over his head. I don't know if he misread that one or just knew he wasn't going to be able to get to it, but with his speed and it hitting the base of the wall, he should have had a chance. I think that one just was a little difficult for him to pick up. There's Victor Planchart from the left side. Well, not nobody out. Pitch. That's outside, ball one. Planchart on the right side. Switch hitter that bats from the right here against the lefty, Kumar Nambiar. Lugnuts in front, 7-2, top five. Pitch home. Hard hit right back up the middle. It's a base hit. Perez coming up towards it at third. San Quintin coming around as Perez missed it and now gets it in after the bobble. And the run scores on a second error tonight by Lansing. It's an RBI single, or just a single for Victor Planchart. And then an E8 on Perez, so a tough start to this fifth inning for Junior. Junior's got the best arm on the team, maybe one of the best arms in this entire system for the Nuts. But he didn't pick that one up clean. Looked like he misread the first one. Back to the top of the car. First pitch to Jake Fox. Slides in a little wide. So Lake County puts the pressure right back on Lansing. They've grabbed a run in the fourth and now one here in the fifth. It's 7-3, Captain's Trail. The pitch home. Swing and a miss, up and in on Jake Fox. 1-1. Nambiar set from the stretch, runner at first. Comes home. Breaking ball is chopped foul. 1-2. Kumar Nambiar with four-seam fastball, curve, and a changeup for his arsenal. Trying to get that first out. Pitch home. Slides away. 2-2. Didn't give up any runs when he pitched on the fourth earlier this week, but gave up three in the outing before at Great Lakes. His pitch twisted back off the netting. Remains 2-2. 7 runs, 8 hits. And an error for the Nuts. Pitch. That is a little bit outside. Oh, by the way, they didn't go any error on Junior Perez on that last play. So no error for Perez, so the Lookouts still just have the one error. Pitch home. That's outside, ball four. Nambiar is struggling to open up this fifth inning. Double walk. Double single, and now a walk. You got to go through the top of the order here. Captain's trying to get right back into this one. It's been kind of a sloppy baseball game on both sides. Don Schulze going to come out and try and slow things down a little bit for the lefty out of the pen. So we'll see if that gets changed, but surprised again that Junior didn't get an error there. The ball was coming in. It would have been held to a single, and San Quintin had stopped at third, and then Perez bobbled the ball and got behind him the second, and that's when San Quintin came in to score. It's made this a 7-3 game. Quick visit for Don Schulze. So Planchard is at second. Fox is at first. Here's Nate Furman, who's 0-2. Ground out, line out. Lefty on lefty for Nambiar. The pitch. That's in on the outside corner. Strike one. Well, the good news for Kumar is you got two more lefties after Furman, as the top four in this order for the captains. All bat from the left side. 5 lefties tonight. 3 switch. 1 righty. The 0-1 pitch. Little bit low. 1-1 to Furman. Batting just 186. Got to go right after this guy. Try and get that first down. Furman did deliver last night, though. RBI single. 1-1 pitch. Shot foul. Third base side. Up over the Lake County bullpen. Three runs, 3 hits, and 4 errors. For the captains, they've got more errors than hits and runs tonight. They have really kicked the ball around. 76 errors on the season. Kumar comes home. In on the hands, fought off towards first. It's fair. Bautista has it. Circles over towards the back from foul territory and wins the race against Furman. There is the first out. Both runners advance. Planchard to third. Fox to second. So first base is open, and here comes Milan Tolentino, who's 0-2. The captains get a base hit here. They could be within 2 runs. Hansing jumped out to a 3-0 lead in the first. And the captains got a run to make it 3-1. Pitch. Popped up. Shallow left field. Elliott is coming in underneath of it. And he makes the catch. Runner tagging for home. Planchard goes. The throw is upheld by Winkler, and it had enough on it for the sack fly, and another run to make it 7-4. Well, it didn't look like it was that deep, but Elliott didn't get a good throw on it towards the plate, and it two-hopped its way to Jack Winkler, who was standing three-quarters of the way up the third baseline. So no chance to get the speedy Planchard. So productive at bat there for Milan Tolentino. Jake Fox held it second. He's got great speed, though. He could score on a single. Here's Joe Lampe, reached twice tonight. Lefty on lefty to pitch. Popped up behind home plate. Susak giving chase, but it's up into the seats. Takes a bounce up the stairs. And free for the fans to try and go after. Somebody got it down there. So a couple runs given up here by Kumar Nambiar, trying to limit it to that with 2 outs. The pitch. On the ground to first, right at Bautista. Scoops it up, runs to first, tags it, with his right foot, and that's going to do it. So, Nambiar has to work around two hits, a walk, gives up two runs, but nothing more. Lansing leads 7-4 as we head to the last of the fifth here at Jackson Field.
Yet, so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen, we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging Black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable, 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all. What's up? This is Will.i.am, and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. So learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
To the bottom of the fifth, we roll on here at Jackson Field. It is a packed park tonight. Fans coming out on this Friday, July 7th, 2023, to take in the 40th home game this year for the Nuts. They play 132 total games in the regular season. All the way through September, Lugnuts hoping to clinch a playoff spot in this second half. Here's Junior Perez. First pitch flies outside, ball one from Juan Zapata. 7-4 Nuts leading in the bottom of the fifth as the sun sets to the left of the diamond. Mid-70s night, clear evening, not any wind. 1-0 pitch. Hard hit down the left field line. That smoked, but foul as that crosses over Cedar Street and heads to the parking lot. Oh, my. Junior Perez, an inside-the-park home run on Tuesday. That would have left the yard with ease. 1-1. Check swing. Did he offer? No, as it's wide. 2-1. With that inside-the-park three-run homer on Tuesday, Perez now has six-round trippers this year. 2-1. Sweeps outside. 3-2. Been a while since he's hit one out of the yard, though. Seems due. At one point, he led this team with 5 home runs after he had 2-1 game and 2 days in West Michigan. Tough place to hit him. 3-1 pitch to the righty. Hard hit on the ground over towards short. Back sliding stop by Tolentino. Doesn't field it cleanly, though. Just knocked it down. And that's going to be a base hit for Junior Perez. Good job by Tolentino just to knock it down. The leadoff man is on for the Nuts. Well, Lansing has scored in every half inning. So despite the fact that they've given 2 runs back to the captains at top of the fifth here, it would point to that they're going to get some runs here with them scoring in all 4 running innings prior. The righty Jack Winkler at the plate. Pitch home. Comes in tight. Ball one. Winkler, RBI single and a stolen base plus a run in the third inning, his last at bat. Flat out to left in his opening at bat. This is his 24th RBI of the season. Throw back to first. Perez slides in. Lansing has been aggressive on the base paths. Swiped 4 bags tonight. Perez leads the team with 20 on 26 attempts. See if he goes. The 1-0. Letter high, strike one. Lugnuts trying to take 3 of the first 4 in this series. Have a chance to win the series a day early tomorrow against the last place captains to open up the second half. 1-1 pitch. Back up the middle, and it's a base hit into center field over Furman at second. Long route for Perez, but he'll stay put at second Two hits to open up the fifth inning for Lansing. Their offense staying red hot. Now it's Colby Thomas in his debut. Thomas with an RBI double off the left field 23-foot wall. Nearly hit a home run. It was about 21, 22 feet up. That's done a good job with runners in scoring position tonight. They're 5-for-8, have only left 3 stranded. Does Thomas have more tonight? Open stance from the right side. Zapata set, throws home. Comes in tight, and that is a dead ball. Looks like Perez is going back. He had run over to third. And hit the bat? Must have hit the bat there. It was inside, but it clipped a piece of Thomas's bat. Yeah, so foul ball, strike one. First and second, nobody out. Great speed with Perez and Winkler on the base paths. 7-4 nuts, bottom five. The pitch home. Inside again. This one doesn't clip the bat. 1-1. Thomas the Mercer Bear. Early pick last year by the A's. Out of Valdosta, Georgia. He was the third round selection. He's 22 years old. Taps that front left toe. The pitch. On the ground, bounce towards third, but foul. Gloved by Frias anyways. He was running over to his right. 1-2. Thomas, good pop, as we mentioned earlier. Had some multiple extra base hits. 8 home runs in Stockton. 6 foot, 190 pounder. And he had a lot of home runs at Mercer before that labrum injury that kept him out the rest of his final season there in 2022. Yates selected him anyway because of the talent he's got. 1-2 pitch. Bouncing ball, that's up the middle, base hit. Perez speeding around third. Lampe won't make the throw home. It's a 2-RBI debut for Colby Thomas, his second hit tonight. 8-4 nuts in the bottom of the fifth. 3 straight hits to open up this fifth inning. And Lansing has again scored in every inning. 3 in the first, 1 in the second, 2 in the third, 1 in the fourth, and now 1 here in the fifth. Here comes Clark Elliott. He's reached twice tonight. Lefty trying to deliver again. Zapata, the righty set on the hill, comes home. Elliott squares to bunt, fouls it back off the netting. We have not seen a ton of high-scoring games from Lansing this season. Typically, they've been winning closer games into the 3-4-5 range. Pitch home. That's in there, strike two. That being their final run total. They've scored 7 runs just 3 times, 8 runs once, 9 runs twice, and 11 runs once. The pitch. Check swing, Elliott went around. That's the first out of the fifth and the first strikeout for Juan Zapata. So tonight, Lansing has 8 runs, which again, they have had just 8 runs once this year, but we're still in the fifth inning. We got a long way to go, and Lansing's been scoring at least a run per frame, so it doesn't seem like they're going to stick to the 8 runs tonight. Here's the righty, Aribe Alonjales, the 9-hitter, 2-on-1-out, 8-4 nuts, the pitch. Hard hit down the line, foul, and the whole Lake County bullpen went scattering. Every single one of them jumped out of there in a second. There's about 8 or 9 of them down there, and all in unison, they hopped out of there in a hurry. A 1 pitch to Anjales. Lifted out to shallow left center field, hangs up, Lampe in, and then goes back out. To his right, makes the catch. 2 outs. So Anjales 0-for-3 tonight. Aribiel, the only lug nut that has not reached safely at least once. Now you're going to bring up arguably the hottest hitter for the Lansing lug nuts right now, Max Muncy. He's Got four extra base hits in this series, three doubles, a homer, two singles. He singled again tonight, walked, stolen a base, scored a run, had an RBI. First and second, two outs. The pitch home. The right-hander takes it down low and outside, ball one. Good block by Victor Planchard. 8-4 Lugnuts. They've collected 11 hits already. And again, we're in the fifth. The county has scored four runs on just three hits. An error by Lansing and a couple of walks have aided that. Is the pitch? That's taken down low. Two balls, no strikes. Things getting even more dangerous against the hard-hitting Max Muncy. Winkler is at second. Thomas is at first. One run already in. Two outs. Muncy deliver again. The pitch. Hard hit foul. Third base side. Again, down to that bullpen area. They popped up that time to try and get the baseball, and it ended up rolling to Christian Cairo and left. He tosses it up to home run hill. Fans appreciative. Max Muncy has visited home run hill earlier in this series. Six home runs now this year. Here's the 2-1. Swing, and it's fouled back. Just got a piece as it kicks around under Victor Blanchard, the catcher. 2-2. So walk in the first, run scored on an error, then an RBI single in the second, and Muncy flied out to center in the fourth. Two on, two out, bottom five, 8-4 Nuts. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Half-hearted swing by Muncy, and he smacks his bat down to the right of home plate in frustration. Has not had many tough at-bats in this series, but the Lugnuts leave two stranded. They do get another run, so they've scored in all five tonight. They lead 8-4 as we head to the sixth.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe, and you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
All right, off to the sixth inning we go here at Jackson Field. Coming up on 2 hours in, Lansing leading 8-4, doubling up the captains. Kumar Nambiar out for his second inning of work, faces 5, 6, and 7, beginning with Dion Frias. Switch hitting right-hander in the box. First pitch from the lefty. Breaking ball drops in, strike one. Jorge Burgos, Christian Cairo will follow in the 6 and 7 spots. Captains with runs in each of the last two innings. Pitch popped up right field side. Caden Trankel coming in, and he makes the catch to the right of his waist there. One away. Well, Jesse, I wanted to talk a little bit about our two new inductees into the Michigan Baseball Hall of Fame tonight. And that would be Fred Decker and Danny Littweiler.
Did you turn to the final page of your game notes?
I saw it. You know, I have it up on the computer, too. I've got it also on the front page of the notes, documented well everywhere. First pitch, Jorge Burgos takes it up high, ball one. So Fred Decker was an All-American outfielder at Western Michigan, and then he went on to manage for 29 years there. Pitch, it's down low, two balls, no strikes. I'll hold my comments about seeing all the brown and gold out there today, all those W's in the view and tailgate terrace. 2-0 pitch. That's in there. Strike one. But it was great to see Billy Gernon, the head coach of the Broncos, out there. Corey Mee, his assistant, former Toledo head coach, was out there, amongst a ton of others. The pitch, up high inside, 3-1 to support Fred Decker. And then the winningest coach in Michigan State baseball history, late Danny Littweiler. He coached for 19 years right down the road in East Lansing. 3-1 pitch. Sent out to shallow center field. Long run. Perez is going out. Maxey is coming in, and it bloops in between them. Muncy gets it back to second base, but it was hit in the perfect spot right in between Muncy and Perez. So runner on with one out. So what'd you think? How'd the ceremonies go?
I think the ceremonies went wonderfully. Really great to meet the Littweiler family. Terrific to have all of the Western Michigan baseball family.
Pitches in there, strike one to Christian Cairo.
To my mind, where I get stressed at and leading up to it is I want it to be as special as it deserves to be, and this felt so special. To open up the stadium early because we were expecting such a large crowd.
The 0-1 pitch. That's down low. 1-1. Normally, you have the whole ceremony in the view, but you had it in Tailgate Terrace because there were so many people, right?
That's right. This is only the second time we've ever held a Michigan Baseball Hall of Fame induction in the Tailgate Terrace.
How about that? The pitch home. This is whacked out to left center field, up in the air to his left. Elliott is out there, so is Perez, and it's Perez behind a ducking Elliott to make the catch, and there's two outs.
Everybody's ducking away from Junior Perez.
That guy's all over the place out there tonight. He's had some tricky flies come his way. One that went over his head. The other one that just landed in front of him as Max Muncy was coming towards him. Lugnuts leading, though, 8-4 in the top of the sixth. One on, two out. Here's Junior San Quintin. First pitch is outside. Ball one.
Are you in the mood for, I don't know, maybe some nachos?
Nachos, I smell the cheese. Madison holding them right in front of my face here. The 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss. Nice off speed, 1-1. This is the second time she's come in tonight. There wasn't enough cheese on her nachos. No, I'm not gonna take any right now. See, your microwave has come in handy.
I'm so glad.
The 1-1 pitch. That shot back foul up towards the sweets. Look out. And back down. 1-2.
That was a little high cheese from Nebbia.
Yes, it was. Right after some off-speed stuff. How was the Michigan State turnout for Danny Littweiler? Late man comes in. Well, wait. Jesse's discussing things right now. The 1-2 pitch. That's a little bit inside.
I was negotiating for your nachos.
2-2. I didn't even ask for nachos. I was curious how the Michigan State turnout was.
Really great. Just so wonderful to hear the stories.
Is it? Down the left field line. That ball is gone. It's a home run up over the 23-foot wall and across the street for Junior San Quintin. It's his second long ball, and the captains won't go away. 8-6 in the sixth.
He did well, Adam, to keep that ball fair right down the left field line. He was well out in front, and he buggy whipped it.
It's the same type of swing that Junior Perez had earlier, but his went foul. That one hooked inside the pole. So all this run scoring that the Lugnuts are doing, but here are these captains. They've now scored 5 in the last 3 innings. And again, Don Schulze marching out there to talk with Kumar Nambiar. It was the end of the Deco Chea outing. And then here Nambiar has given up back-to-back 2-run half innings.
Go back the last 2 days. 3-2 and 3-1 scores. Pitcher-dominated games. That is not the case tonight.
Nah. 14 runs, 16 hits, 5 errors. Seems like it should be a Wednesday. Wacky one.
Well, the funny thing is, because it's Michigan Baseball Hall of Fame night, I think about all the folks who are here. The Michigan State people. The late Danny Littweiler's family. All of the Western Michigan Broncos baseball family. They're watching this game, and what are they thinking as they're watching along? All those great baseball minds.
Okay, there's a lot of runs. Pitch. Bouncing ball foul. Third base side. You know, those college games had all sorts of fun things. The MAC, the Big Ten. Just never know what you're going to get. 0-1. It's up high and outside. One ball, one strike. Decker, All-American and All-Region in 63 and 64. Led the Broncos to a trip to the 63 College World Series. And he coached for a couple years at Portage Central High School before returning to Western. 0-1. High hopping ball foul, third base side, 1-2. And then in 1976, he was named the head coach at Western, 29 seasons, and retired in 2004, won MacWest titles in 82 and 83. Pitch, in there on the outside corner, called strike three. So Nambiar comes back after the two-run homer, gets his first strikeout. And he is barking at home plate umpire Brandon Tipton as he walks off. Well, we head to the bottom of the sixth. It's an 8-6 Lugnut lead.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back. When your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain. And you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines. But most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Courts, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
The bottom of the sixth we go. Lansing now hoping that they can continue on what has been a high torrid pace with runs. 8-6 they lead. First pitch, Caden Trankel smacks it foul, first base side. Strike one. Trankel, Susek, Bautista right through the heart of the card here with Juan Zapata back out there. Just gave up the run in the last inning. Pitch, that's outside. One ball, one strike. Lansing actually got three straight hits to open up that fifth inning, but then strikeout, flyout, strikeout. Then a two-run shot has pulled the captains to within two. The closest they've been since they were down 3-1 in the second. Pitch. That's popped up foul. Third base side, out of play. 1-2. Trankel smashed a home run out to right field in his last at bat. Up over the border and board of water and light sign and is headed towards Larch Street. Here comes a 1-2 pitch. That's popped up out of play. And it remains one ball, two strikes on Caden Trankel. Righty on lefty, here the 1-2 pitch. Down low outside, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Frankel delivered with an RBI single last night. The pitch home. Lifted out to right center field. Back goes Fox. He's at the track, and he's going to have room as he steps in to make the catch. One out. Thought maybe he had a chance at a back-to-backer right there. So with one out, here comes Daniel Susak. Righty on righty, the pitch home. Ooh, that comes in and it hits Susak right on that front arm and it goes limp on him. He is grimacing, holding that arm. He's got the elbow pad on, but I think it missed that guard. Quickly, Eric Fass is out there to help walk him up the first baseline and just check in with him. It's a stinger of a spot, though, to get hit if it doesn't hit that elbow guard, Jesse.
You mentioned it immediately. He stepped back, and then he felt that pain. And Eric Fast came out of the dugout in a hurry.
And he's still out there talking with Susak. And he's just going to take his equipment back for him into the dugout. Susak, for the moment, all right, staying in. That's good news. Again, we never like to see people get hit, but especially just have the memories of last year when the Nuts would get hit, have to come out, and would go down on the IL with injuries. Just had such bad luck last year. Haven't had that same bad luck this year, though. That's good news. Danny Bautista steps up, and there goes Susak. He's off to second. It's a balk called in the midst of the turnaround from Zapata. How about that? A little revenge from Daniel Susak. He takes second base. He doesn't get a steal, though. That's got to be a bummer. But he gets second base with one out. Bautista from the right side. The pitch home. Outside. Ball one. 8-6. Nuts leading. Bottom six here at Jackson Field. This has been a wild one. We still got 3.5 innings to play.
It's literally been a game of runs.
Yes. Yes, it has. The pitch home. Bouncing ball foul, third base side. But again, this makes up, as you mentioned. 3-1 last night, well-pitched game. 3-2 the night before, well-pitched game. Crazy wild game on Tuesday. Luck Nuts won 7-4. So we're just doing that again here on a Friday. We'll come back here tomorrow, 7:05, Page Fence Giants night, and then Sunday afternoon at Capital City Market Kids Day to wrap up before the All-Star break. The Nuts are going to get 4 days off before they continue on following Friday in West Michigan. 1-1 pitch. Hard hit on the ground, foul. Third base side by Bautista. 1-2.
Just think about how this Luck Nuts team generally tends to play well on big nights with big crowds. And here's Lake County after a tough start trying to match them, rally for rally.
Well, Lake County's got to win tonight, right? Because Lansing doesn't lose on specialty uniform night. That's tomorrow. Zapata ready with the 1-2. Instead, time called by Danny Bautista. Bautista's had a great night at the plate, 2-for-3, single in the first and the third, and then grounded out to third in the fourth. Luck Nuts would love to get a run back, though, with Susak at second and one away, up 8-6. Ball and hold again. The pitch. Checked it, didn't go around. And did that nick the bat?
Must have.
That time called by or signal put up for Tipton that ball is dead. So Bautista came around just enough, and it looked like it may have ticked off around the handle area. So 1-2 on the righty, Danny Bautista Jr. The pitch. Down low, 2-2. Does not strike out very much. Guy that traditionally is putting the ball in play. He's 20 strikeouts this year and his 69 at-bats. slightly open stance from the right side. Big knee bend. Pitch. High hopping ball, right side, and it's glove down the run by Furman. Spin around, he's got no throw to first. It's a single as Furman runs it back in. Over to third goes Susak. There was a hole between Furman and first base as he was shaded towards second. He had enough ground to get over to stop the baseball, but Bautista's speed made it out to first.
Not only that, Adam, Sam Quintin is not guarding first base. First baseman was pulled away from his bag, and he was unable to get back in time to give Furman a target.
So it all works out. Now Junior Perez. Boy, he feels due for a big one. Instead, a throw back to first. Bautista in safe. Remember, he got picked off earlier today in the third inning. Three Johnston on the hill. Well, you're up 8-6. You've given up four runs in the last two frames. Could Junior Perez potentially wipe it out with a big three-run shot here? The pitch home. Breaking ball in there, outside part of the plate, strike one. His first time up against, in his last at-bat, which came against Zapata, he had a foul ball to the left of the foul pole line out there at left. Throw back to first. Bautista in there safely. He ripped it and just missed it, was out ahead of it. Then collected a single after that.
Quick Danny Bautista Jr. note. You know, he's now hitting 277. 12 for his last 28.
His average just keeps going up and up. Pitch. A little bit high. One ball, one strike. And that's what we're talking about with this offense. Trying to score in a sixth straight inning in this game. Three runs in the first, one in the second, two in the third, one in the fourth and fifth. There's depth in the order. Guys are starting to connect. 1-1. Swing and a miss. That dropped right off the table, and Perez left his stance. He was going for the home run swing right there.
It's such a good changeup by Zapata. Just throws that straight changeup. He can throw it at any count.
Junior's going, give me the fastball. That's what I was looking for. See what he gets here. He's down 1-2. Zapata has options. One out, runners at the corners for the Nuts. Up 8-6 in the sixth. The righty Zapata from the stretch throws. Ripped back foul. Up over the sweeps, out of play. Perez tonight, strikeout, walk, stolen base, his 21st. Run scored twice, and he had a base hit. Productive night. Again, the only man not to reach safely tonight so far in the Lugnut 9. Arribio Angeles out of the 9 hole. 1-2 pitch. There goes the runner. It's hard hit foul third base side, though. Bautista will turn around and head back to first. And this is how you make up for the weakness on this team, which has been the bullpen area. They've had really good nights to pen, but they've also struggled and let teams come back or expand the lead. Lugnut's trying to literally outswing and outhit the captains tonight. 1-2 pitch. There goes Bautista. Check swing. Did he go around? Yes. The throw down to second. Late. Bautista has the steal. But Perez called out by home plate umpire Brandon Tipton. And Perez right now is discussing why wasn't there a check to Chad Patterson? Why was he called out at home plate? So he frustratingly walks back to the dugout with his second strikeout tonight. And Jack Winkler will try and pick him up as he comes up to the plate. Third strikeout for Juan Zapata. It's going to take a two-out knock for the Nuts to tack onto their 8-6 lead. Bautista at second, Susak at third. Righty on righty matchup. The pitch, low and outside, ball one. Here's another guy having a great night at the plate. Jack Winkler, 2-for-3. RBI, run scored, stolen base. I mean, most guys, yes, everybody tonight has reached twice safely outside of Angeles, as mentioned. 1-0. Tapper at the plate, foul. One ball, one strike. And again, we're in the sixth. Plenty of time for Arribio to get in on the fun.
Well, 8 runs on 12 hits, Adam. That feels like a complete game output. But because of Lake County's rallies, you don't feel secure in that lead.
Been a lot of singles. Jack does have 2 home runs this year. 1-1 pitch. On the ground, kicked off the mound, right to the second baseman, Furman. Charging, sets, throws a bullet to first, and San Quintin gloves, and that is going to do it for the third and final out. So for the first time tonight, Lansing doesn't score in a half inning. They leave two stranded. We're off to the seventh. Jesse Goldberg-Stressler takes you the rest of the way with the Nuts up 8-6.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark alongside Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Stressler.
The Lugnuts go back to the bullpen as we head to the top of the seventh inning from Michigan State Capitol. 8-6, Nuts on top of the Lake County Captains in the fourth game of a 6-game series. It's Jack Owen now in, the Auburn Tiger, out of Aliso Viejo, California. The left-hander will take on the top of the Lake County order. That means Fox, Berman, and Tolentino. Kumar Nambiar fired the last two innings, 4 hits, 4 runs. Oh, and the pitch bends across, or just missed the outside corner. Outside. Ball one to Jake Fox. Lefty-lefty the matchup. Here's Owens next. Up and inside. 2 balls, no strikes on Fox, who is 0 for 2, with a walk his last time. The turn, the kick, the fire. Right down the middle. Not a called strike. Starting pitcher for the Lugnuts today was Jose Di Cochea, who allowed only 1 hit through 4 innings. 2 runs, 1 earned. Breaking ball low, 3 balls, 1 strike from Owen to Fox. Eight to six Nuts. Swing and a miss by Fox on the count is full. Tomorrow night, Paige Betts Giants night. Payoff coming. Swing and a miss on the high heat. And Jack Owen records his first strikeout on the first batter he faces. 1 away in the seventh. Here comes Nate Furman. Furman is 0 for 3. He's grounded out twice. He's lined out once. Line out to 7. Ground outs to 2nd and to 1st. He's pulled them. Lefty deals to lefty. Strike one called on the inside corner. Home plate umpire today, Brandon Tipton. Our bases umpire is Chad Patterson. Patterson up the right field line. A strike one pitch. Slider outside. 1 ball, 1 strike from Owen. For Jack Owen, this is appearance number 19. Let's it fly. Breaking ball over the head of Furman. 2 balls, 1 strike. 18th out of the pen for Jack. One spot start earlier this year. He's worked 35 and two-thirds innings. Ah, check that. He's worked 36 on the first out. A 2-1 pitch is ripped foul up the right side. Strike two. 9 walks, one of them intentional. Now 32 strikeouts for Owen. The league batting down toward 230 against him. 237 coming in. 8-6, Lugnuts the lead. 9 outs away from the victory. Owen's 2-2. Punched on the ground, fair up the third base side, past the diving Winkler. Extra bases perhaps. Berman speeds around first, and he puts on the brakes. Elliott quickly upon it to fire in and too short. And it holds Berman to the 1-out single. So here comes Milan Tolentino. A home run would tie up the score at 8. The Lugnuts were just blanked for the first time in the game in the bottom of the 6th inning by Juan Zapata. 3 in the first, 1 in the second, 2 in the third. They were up 6-1 going to the 4th inning. Owen throws over to first base. Diving back in, no troubles. Dave Furman. So 6-1 going to the 4th. Each team scored in the 4th. Lugnuts brought a 7-2 lead to the 5th. Cap scored 2 in the top of the 5th. Lugnuts scored 1 in the home half. Cap scored 2 in the 6th. The pitch outside to Tolentino. Ball 1. For the Lake County Captains. The main culprit has been the bottom part of the order, Junior San Quintin in particular. The ball 1 offering from Owen. On its way. Breaking ball hangs very high. Lollipopped in. San Quintin in the 5th inning ignited it against Nambiar with a double. Blanchard singled him in. Blanchard then scored on the sack fly by this man, Tolentino, 0-2 with the sack fly. Swings on lines, 1, left center field, down for a base hit. Center fielder Perez collects, gets it in, stopping at second, Furman. That's back-to-back one-out singles against Owen.
Well, the Lugnuts got to find an option here that's going to work out of the pen because Nambiar got hit up. And now Owen's given up a couple of runs, and the Captains, they now have the tying runs in this game. I mean, it was an 8-4 lead for the Nuts. It looked like they were going to coast, scoring in every inning, but the Captains finally put up a 0, and Lake County's got the momentum right now in this game.
Pitching coach Don Schulze is going back out to the mound. Jack had been really good for the Lugnuts until the Great Lakes series. Out against the Loons, June 28th, he allowed 3 runs on 5 hits and 2 walks and 1 2/3. Followed it up on the 3rd of July, 3 runs on 3 hits and 2 walks and 2 1/3 innings. In trouble now. Tying runs on, and the cleanup hitting Joe Lampe is about to come up. Elsewhere on the Oakland Athletics organizational scoreboard, Sam Long was the opener for Luis Medina today against the Red Sox. Long allowed 3 runs in the first inning. Medina's allowed 4-6. He has struck out 9 batters in that span, though. Medina's another one of those promising rookie pitchers for the A's. They're down 7-3 to the Red Sox. Seth Brown is homered.
At the Red Sox, that bring back any memories for you?
Does. Time called at home plate, granted to the batter Lampe. Joe Lampe tripled in the second, scored. Walked in the 4th, scored. Grounded out to first base in the 5th. His runs coming in on the wild pitch. Jorge Burgos sat flying. He scored the first 2 runs for the Caps. They're down by 2, 8-6 in the 7th. 2-1, 1 out. Lefty to lefty. Outside from Owen, ball 1. The AAA Las Vegas Aviators are leading over the El Paso Chihuahuas, and it's early. They jumped on them. 2-run homer, Zach Gallop. 5-0 Aviators. They're into the 2nd. The ball 1 pitch. Strike called on the outside corner. Earlier today, Tyler Soderstrom and Lawrence Butler placed on the list to let everybody know, hey, everybody, we'll be back, but we're going to take off for Seattle.
See you later.
We got business up there. Futures game business. A 1-1 break even. Lampe fouls it off into the screen. Good off-speed breaking stuff away. Strike 2.
A couple of rising stars. Many rising stars heading out there to Seattle.
You said it. Furman leads away from second. Tolentino from first. Both run well. The 1-2. Bends down and away. Earlier today, the Midland Rockhounds defeated the Frisco Rough Riders, Adam, 12-9. J.J. Schwartz, 4 hits, 4 RBIs. Cooper Bowman, 4 hits, double, homer, scored 3 runs. Oh, by the way, that was game 1 of a doubleheader. Owen spins about, fires into second base, but by that point, Furman had already gotten back in hands first. So Muncy gives the ball right back to Jack. Lázaro Armenteros, a double, knocked in 2. Walk, scored a run, Drew Swift. 2 more hits, a walk, a run scored. He's hitting 410. 2-2 from Owen. Lampe takes a called strike, 3 on the outside corner. He got frozen and rung up. 2 outs in the 7th.
It's a big out right there. Owen giving up a couple of singles, but he's sandwiched into a couple of strikeouts. And Lansing, just as Lake County just did, has a chance to leave two stranded in this seventh inning.
So it's Dion Frias. 2-1, 2-out. Lake County down by 2 in the seventh, 8-6. The pitch hit high in the air, deep to left. Elliott has gone back, looking up, and it's gone. A three-run go-ahead homer for Frias. 9-8, Lake County in the seventh inning. His sixth home run of the year. First pitch that he got from Owen, the off-speed, and he turned on it.
Well, we told you Lake County just won't go away in this one. Lansing led 3-0. They then built an 8-4 lead. They kept pushing it out, but Lake County has answered in a big way. They've now put together four straight innings with runs, and they have come all the way back here.
Two outs, nobody on for Jorge Burgos, who takes a slider outside. Well, now. Second home run of the game for the Caps. The pitch, strike called on the outside corner. Dion Frias, moving up in the order. Chase DeLauder getting the day off. 1-1, fastball called a strike in the outside corner. The Lugnuts will have some coming back to do. Owen lets it fly. Swing and a miss, got him with the off speed down. Burgo strikes out to retire the side. Frias hits the 3-run homer. And it's a 9-8 Lake County lead at the stretch.
Thank you very much, Chris. All right, stand up. Stretch it out and bring the energy. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Me out to the ball. Out with the crowd, just buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. Out again if I never get back at you. Root for the Lugnuts, if they don't win, it's a shame. For it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the
. 9-8 Lake County leads. We start up the bottom of the seventh inning at a called strike one to the first Lugnuts batter here, Colby Thomas, on day one of the Midwest League. Righty, righty, Juan Zapata offers. Thomas takes outside, 1-1. It's going to be Zapata against Thomas, Elliott, and Angeles, 7-8-9. Thomas has tons of power and plenty of speed. Open stance, bat at the ready. Zapata winds, kicks, throws. Hit in the air and foul off the right side. Strike two. For Colby in his Midwest League debut, he struck out on a payoff pitch his first time up. That came in the second inning, but the very next inning, in the third, he doubled high off the left field wall. Then in the fifth, an RBI single. The pitch, high and outside. Ball two. Fastball from Zapata. Trying to get things kick-started for the Lugnuts in the home seven. Trailing for the first time today. Second baseman Furman's right up the middle. Pitch to Thomas. Swing and a miss. Hayes shakes the off-speed, bouncing it. Picked up by Blanchard. Pegs down to first and completes the strikeout with a 2-3 on the end of it. Got him with the breaking ball. A one away in the home seventh. So now Clark Elliott. Dion Frias' three-run go-ahead homer. Top of the inning, lifting Lake County into the lead. Elliott takes a cold strike on the outside corner. Adam, thank you. Clearing the microphone out of the way for taking me out to the ballgame. At 0-1. Grounded foul off the end of the bat down the left side. Tried something today with taking me out to the ballgame, where I just tried to leave my headset microphone on while it was laying here on the desk, Adam. I received a request saying, for the radio broadcast, for the online audio stream, could they get a louder listen to it?
I like it. You want me to hold it up next time for it? I can do that, seriously.
I get distracted very easily. I might forget the words. Strike two pitch to Clark Elliott is on its way from Sapan. Bounced it in. Have you been here during a night when I've forgotten the words for taking me out to the ballgame?
No, I didn't know that that was a thing.
I've forgotten the words some nights. I remember way back when I first started, I got distracted. A person gets distracted sometimes. I didn't say peanuts and Cracker Jack. Change up, swung at it, missed. Elliott's gone on strikes. Back-to-back strikeouts for Zapata. Adam, I forgot what you say that you have to buy. Buy me some
Cracker Jack.
Instead of peanuts and Cracker Jack, I said, buy me some tickets.
Nice. You, dude, use the cheat. It's out there on the ribbon boards for you. They do word for word.
Sometimes that hasn't been there.
Oh, no.
Whenever it's there, I always, always look at it. Hey, Rubio Anales fouls back the first pitch into the screen.
You know a little cheat you can do? If you don't know the words, just point the microphone out to the crowd, let them take it, and then, you know, you just regather after that.
Do you know who does that? As Anales pops this pitch up in the infield, Zapata clears the way on the mound. The first baseman, some team clears, and it's the third baseman, Fritz, down the third base side, makes the catch, the home run hitter. And that ends a 1-2-3 bottom of the seventh inning. Fort Wayne, right? Fort Wayne, when they start singing, they sing the first couple of words, and then they let the fans take it from there. Do they do that in West Michigan,
Bob
too?
Bob Wells sometimes does that in West Michigan. Harry Carey used to do that.
You know what, though? Like singing the whole thing.
Well, you be you, Jesse. You sing the whole thing, man. Just don't forget the words, okay?
Don't forget to go to the eighth inning. Lugnuts down 9-8 to Lake County.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus. It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The Lugnuts scored in each of the first five innings, but have been blank the last two. Lake County's gone the other way. One in the fourth, two in the fifth, two in the sixth, three in the seventh for a 9-8 lead. We begin the eighth, and a bunt laid down by Christian Cairo. Right back to lefty Jack Owen. Fires to first in time. Got the out. One pitch, one away. Next up, junior Sun Keen Team. San Quintin is 2-for-3, a strikeout, a double, a two-run homer, two runs scored out of the eight hole. Switch hitter batting right. Southpaw Owen kicks and throws. Lofted center field, Perez measures, comes in, makes the catch. Two pitches, two outs. When we go to the bottom half of this eighth inning, top of the order will be coming up there for the Lugnuts. You just know, very quick top half of the eighth, to jumpstart things on the energy side. Lake County had taken things over with two big swings. Sam Quintin's two-run homer in the sixth, Diane Frias' three-run homer in the seventh, both with two outs. The number nine hitter, Victor Blanchard, takes a called strike one. Blanchard is one for three, RBI single, run scored. Switch hitter batting right, swings and pops one up. Right side, first baseman Batista Jr. late read, loses his cap, can't find it as the ball falls foul. Fell actually closer to the catcher, Daniel Susak, who was staring at Batista Jr. the whole way. Nothing into the count on Blanchard. Victor Blanchard, 5 feet, 6 inches tall, 165 pounds, out of Puerto La Cruz, Venezuela. Looking to turn the lineup over for Jake Fox. Bat resting on his shoulder, even stands upright. 0-2, does not chase the fastball up and away. In the Lake County bullpen, there's action. Right-hander warming up is Alaska Abney. Here's the 1-2. Shot on the line, foul up the right side and off the groundskeeper's tarp. We stay one ball and two strikes. Owen throws, broke it down though, bouncing. Blanchard takes ball two. So first pitch butt out, second pitch fly out. But now here comes the fifth pitch to Blanchard. And it's right in there for a called strike three. Owen records his fourth strikeout and a perfect top of the eighth inning. 7.5 complete. 9-8, Lake County leading at Lansing. Top of the order, that means Muncy, Trinkle, Susak coming up. And we'll see if Abney comes into a pose.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
We'll answer the trivia question in the bottom half of this eighth inning of play. Lugnuts down to Lake County 9-8. There's a new man on the mound for the Lake County Captains. I'll ask Adam. Alaska Abney is the new guy.
Yeah, it is Alaska Abney. And Mr. Abney this year has an ERA just under 7.5 through 21 appearances. He's given up 28 earned runs, 4 home runs, Jesse, and he's had a lot of walks. 20 walks, but 42 strikeouts.
One run lead at his bat. Deals to Max Muncy. Low and in, ball one. Adam, let's go back to your trivia question of today's game.
Let's do it.
Had to do with the fact that today the Lugnuts received two different players from the Stockton Ports, Colby Thomas and Brennan Malone. Ball went off right. Fouled off the hands, air to the crowd, strike one. So, Adam, you thought, Stockton to Lansing, huh?
Yes, indeed. How many players from Stockton to Lansing this year? It's been quite a few. We've been sending them up to Midland, and they've been coming up from Stockton.
A 1-1. Once he fouls it off into the screen. Would we call it the Port Pipeline?
I like that.
No correct answers emailed in. So let's count for real. Well, Brennan Malone and Colby Thomas is a good place to start.
Yes, indeed. So there's 1 and 2. Yes, I did get one correct answer. I'm sorry.
Ah, good, good, good. Okay, who was it?
It was Leanne Cook.
Yes, Leanne.
She said 8 from Stockton, question mark. I said, yes, indeed.
8, period. Muncie, it's a high fly down the left side. Christian Cairo to his right, down the line. And a foul ground makes the catch, reaching out over the railing at the end to make sure that he secured a foul fly by Muncie. Not number 1. Next up, Caden Trenkel. Trenkel is 1 for 3. He has homered. He has scored 2 runs. Left-handed batter. 9-8 Lake County. Abney throws. Trenkel takes a fastball. High. All right, so 8, you say. Malone and Thomas. Today's starting pitcher, Jose DiCochea. Fellow starting pitcher, Jake Garland. That makes 4.
You're halfway there.
1-0. Up high. Would we count Brian Wilbas, who is now back in Stockton?
We did not count that one. But yes, he came up from Stockton.
He
did. Yes, we did count that one.
Oh, well, good.
Like, he's part of the 8. Yes, I'm sorry.
The 2-0. That misses off the outside corner. Mariano Ricciardi was activated off the Stockton injured list and then came to us. Does he count?
He does count. Yes, indeed.
Do you know that his team, the Rocket City Trash Pandas, lost 29-3 yesterday? Trenkel takes a cold strike in the inside corner. 3-1 from Abney.
I did see that.
Could have gone better. Steve Emanuel started off this season on the Stockton injured list. Then he was sent in. Does he count? Trenkel taps his pitch foul down the right side. Count is now 4.
Yes, he does count.
Ooh. So we're doing pretty well so far.
Mm-hmm. I think you're only missing 1 or 2 here.
Trying to think who else it might be.
There's another one in the lineup tonight, Jesse, for the Lugnut 9.
Clark Elliott.
There you go.
3-2. Whack foul off the left side. Keep it right here. Trenkel battling Abney. 1 out, nobody on. Last of the 8. Nuts are batting down 9-8. Did we miss anybody?
Nope, that's everybody. Clark Elliott was the first one that came up.
3-2. Swing and a miss on the fastball away. 2 outs in the home 8th inning. First strikeout for Abney. Full credit goes tonight to the Lake County reliever who preceded Abney. Juan Zapata came on. After the starter, Reed Johnston went 3 2/3, and Zapata fired 3 1/3. Only allowed 1 run, struck at 5. Daniel Susak takes ball 1 outside. Well, you know as well as I do that Susak could tie this game up with 1 mighty swing. First rounder last year from Arizona. Pitch, butt off the hands, foul into the screen. Ball and a strike. Adam, that was a good trivia question today.
Thank you.
There were some very tricky answers. Really, I should have gotten Clark Elliott a lot quicker than I did.
I think he did pretty darn well.
Abney offers. Susak breaks his bat, grounds it past the mat. Back of second base. Shortstop Tolentino picks it up, whips it over to first in time. 3 up and 3 gone. A perfect 8 for Abney. And we are bound for the 9th inning. Lugnuts continue to trail Lake County by a 9-8 score.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
This is Vince Cotrodio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
In the ninth inning, 9-8 captains looking for some insurance against the Lugnuts and southpaw Jack Owen out for a third inning of work. Owen against the top of the order, Fox, Furman, Tolentino. Lefty against lefty, all three matchups. And at the bottom of the ninth, we'll see the middle of the order, 4-5-6, for the Lugnuts trying to turn the deficit around. Owen to Jake Fox. First offering pop foul, off the hands, down, and into the stands with a high hop up. Nice play by Fan off the ricochet. Strike one. Adam, did you do any today in Lugnuts history? Fox takes ball one on the breaking ball.
I did not.
Today in Lansing Lugnuts and Lake County Captains history, 1-1, bends off the outside corner ball two. It actually was a Copa de la Diversión in East Lake, Ohio. Los Picantes de Lake County against Lansing Locos. 2-1. Strike two called on the outside corner. I bring this up because one of the great names in all of baseball history figured in mightily for Lake County.
Will Benson?
No. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with the heat on the outside corner. And Owen has struck out his fifth. What a way in the ninth inning. Do you know the name? Makeshinden Kelk Boom.
Yes, I do. Heard of that one before.
Adam, you and I were on the call in 2019. Thank you for joining me.
Yep.
Hope you were there with me. Makeshinden Jerome Kelk Boom. Sack fly for the Captains. The pitch to Nate Furman. Lays down a bunt, foul left side.
Seriously, that would have been a Will Benson year then, too.
Would have been Will Benson, and he did some major damage. But in this game, Johnny Aiello drew a two-out bases-loaded walk in the ninth.
Wake Forest, Stephen Deacon.
Lansing beat Lake County 3-2. A ground ball pulled foul up the right side by Furman. Quickly, no balls, two strikes. So a one-run game on that night. One-run game here right now. Lake County leading 9-8. Today, also in Lugnuts history, go back to 2007 for some history. First, though, Owens 0-2. Up and away, ball one. Travis Snyder hitting for the reverse cycle. First inning home run, and continuing from there, homer, triple, double, single. Against Fort Wayne, the pitch, swing and a miss. Owens strikes out another. Well, that's now six strikeouts for Jack in 2 2/3 innings. Beg pardon, Adam.
I was just going to say, Jesse, you take out the home run he gave up. He has really bounced back from that.
In the seventh inning, struck out Fox. Furman singled, Tolentino singled, struck out Lampe. Frias homered. That gave Lake County this current 9-8 lead. Goes to Milan Tolentino. Punted on the ground. That's foul up the third base side. Dangerous. Off into the Lake County pen. Strike one. After the home run, struck out Burgos. Cairo butted out, Senkin team flat out. Blanchard struck out in the eighth. Now here in the ninth, strike out of Fox, strike out of Furman. Home run, though, is the difference currently. Milan Tolentino is 1-for-3 with a single, a sack fly, an RBI, a run scored. Lefty deals to lefty. Breaking ball bounces in. Makeshinden Kelk Boom, born in the Netherlands. Makeshinden. Extended. Kelk Boom. This is lifted over short. Falls down in the outfield for a base hit. In center, Perez picks it up. And it gets it in. Tolentino's off with a single. That ball off the bat did not make a Kelk Boom.
It was a Kelk Bloop.
So Tolentino Kelk Bloops himself the two-out single. And Joe Lampe steps in. Every time I see the name Lampe, I think about lighting the lamp. And I say, are you sure you want to play baseball?
Yeah, lighting the Lampe.
Lampe takes a called strike. Fastball in the outside corner from Owen.
Should call it the Lampe Lighthouse, although the lighthouse is no longer at Auto Classic Group Park Stadium.
We miss the lighthouse.
We do.
Owen's 0-1. Lampe smacks it on the ground. One hard hop, knocked down by Muncy, the shortstop with a glove. Flips it, pushes it to the second baseman Anales. Not in time at second. Tolentino safely in. Meanwhile, Lampe is on at first, infield single. That ball was smashed.
Yeah, and you hope that... It looks like Max is okay, but yeah, it looked like he took that... He took that right in the midsection area, trying to knock it down.
There's a legendary story about Pepper Martin from the Gas House game, the old Cardinals. His pitching coach, Don Schulze, goes to the mound. The Pepper Martin, in the middle of an at-bat, just took off his glove, was rubbing his hands up, maybe replacing his old chewing tobacco. But Adam, the pitcher didn't know that his glove was off. The pitcher threw, and the batter smashed it down to old Pepper. So what did he do with his glove tucked under his arm? He leaned his chest into it. He blocked the baseball right down to his feet. Then he picked it up and he threw the runner out at first base.
There you go, whatever works.
I don't think Pepper could have knocked this ball down with his chest. We don't want any cardiac arrest going on around here. Mound meeting all around Jack Owen. Meanwhile, the Lansing Lugnuts pen, more action. The left-hander Mac Lardner with the Black Sox up high. Getting loose. Here is Dion Frias in the same spot that he batted against Owen in the seventh. Runners at first and second and two outs. That occasion he homered on the first pitch. 9-8 caps. First pitch from Owen. He swings and flies in center field. Harris is on the run to his left. He gets there for the catch. Side retired. Owen wins round two against Frias. And we're going to the bottom of the ninth inning. Lake County's lead remains just one run. It's the Captains up 9-8 over Lansing, but the Lugnuts are about to bring up Batista Jr., Perez, and Winkler. Stay tuned and buckle up.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Just the way that Lake County drew it up. 9-8, they lead, going to the bottom half of the ninth inning, and Lenny Torres Jr. is now in. Alaska Abney, a perfect eighth. He's done after three batters.
Yeah, Lenny Torres with an ERA up over 7, 23 and two-thirds innings pitched. He's given up 21 walks this year, just a couple home runs. If you're thinking home run to try and tie it, 19 earned runs, but he does have 35 strikeouts. Opponents batting up over 300, though, against this man. We'll see if the Nuts have any more magic left in them tonight. We've seen it all year long, and they have great at-bats in the bottom of the ninth here at Jackson Field.
Highlighter yellow and pink shoes. The righty Torres to the right-handed hitting Danny Batista Jr. Kicks, throws. Danny swings, bloops it right side. Foul, Grand San Quintin. Can't get there. It's off into the tarp and strike one. 4-5-6 batters, Batista Jr., Perez, and Winkler. All right-handers against Torres. Lenny Torres was selected 41st overall in 2018, 5 years ago. Not coincidentally, he wears number 41. Competitive balance round A. Danny Batista Jr., a three-hit game. Out of one. Fouled away. Fastball set to the right side. Coming in hot. Nothing in two.
Yes, indeed. Little bloop up to the first base side the first time. Catching up a little bit there. Better contact. Now you got to protect.
Difficult batter to strike at here on Batista Jr. 0-2. Fastball outside. Outfield very deep, playing straight up. The set, the kick, the pitch. Fouled off the hands again, out of the sitting bowl on the right. Then reached up her hands to try to make that catch and went right through. Ball and two strikes on Danny Batista Jr. Single, then a run in the first, picked off. Single, then the third, single, then the sixth. Torres Jr. steps off the rubber to reset. Lenny has a tattoo just south of the Adam's apple that reads blessed. A native of Beacon, New York. Step back, leg kick, 2-2. Fouled off under the screen.
He's got to be blessed with those awesome sneaks he's got on tonight.
Yeah, I knew that you would appreciate that.
Yeah, those are awesome.
Best sneaker game of any of the captain's defenders out there?
Absolutely. You could see him in the fog out on the water.
He brings it. Swing and a miss. Got him with a slider down and away. Danny Batista Jr., who never strikes out, whiffs to open up the home ninth.
That's what they call it, right? The fog light? You gotta light that if you're coming in, if you're docking?
Yes, I think. I don't know my knowledge. I apologize. I'm letting you down with maritime knowledge.
You don't need it with those shoes on.
You can see. Junior Perez is the batter. 9-8, late counting the ninth, one out. Here's the pitch. Run away. Ball one to Perez. It was 1-for-3 with a single, a walk, a steal, and 2 of the Lugnuts' 8 runs scored. He has bright red sneakers on. Black bat. The pitch. Strike call. Right in there on the Torres fastball.
Yeah, you're right. This is a great sneaker matchup right here between these two.
Black socks up high for Junior. Bright red batting gloves to go along with those shoes. The 1-1 break even. Strike 2 called, working the outside corner.
Torres is hitting his pitches right now. Those are a couple of good ones right there. Top of the zone, as mentioned, and Perez now in a hole.
He has his sign, steps back, Hezzy deals. Swinging a foul tip into then out of Planchard's mitt. It's been quite a road for Lenny Torres Jr. to get here. At one point, he was a starter. But this year, a reliever the entire time. Second year with Lake County. Deals the 1-2. That is Scott on the right side. The first baseman, Sanquitin, is into the grass, straddles the line, makes the catch and foul ground. 2 outs. Lake County is 1 out away from a 9-8 victory. Jack Winkler stands in their way. Fifth meeting of the year for the Lugnuts and Lenny Torres Jr. And each of the prior four, he had tossed exactly one scoreless inning. 2 outs, nobody on. He fires. Winkler dribbles it foul to the left. On 3 of the prior 4 occasions, the Lugnuts collected a hit against him and stranded that run. Strike 1 toss for Winkler. On its way, up high. Now Jack can extend things. The man on deck is Colby Thomas, the slugger. Third rounder last year out of Mercer, just promoted to Lansing, making his Midwest League debut today. Hoping for a chance. The pitch, ground ball shot toward short to his left. Tolentino picks, spins, throws. One hops past Sanquitin. Winkler's on, and Thomas will get his chance. Difficult challenge there from Lon Tolentino as that ball was sizzling to his left. He got there, he pirouetted, and he uncorked the throw. But simply too difficult of a play, and an infield single for Winkler.
Colby Thomas missed his first Lugnut home run by about a foot earlier, and it turned into an RBI double. Wouldn't it be a special first night if we could walk this thing off?
RBI single, RBI double, two strikeouts for Colby today. 9-8 Caps. Here's the pitch. Fastball's up and in. Ball one. Last year in limited college action for Mercer, hit 17 homers before torn labrums shut things down. Set. Torres offers. Fastball called a strike on the outside corner.
He was fighting for the NCAA lead when he went down with that injury. Eight earlier this year at Stockton, team number on the back of his jersey. He's got some pop.
Short lead for Winkler at first, but he is a threat to run. Furman's playing up the middle at second. Two outs. The pitch. Swing and a miss. One ball and two strikes. Time granted to Thomas. What a spot in his high A debut. He lost his thumb guard. Now steps in. Captains are one strike away. Tying run at first, winning run at the plate. Lenny Torres Jr. with a 1-2. Here it is. Swing and a miss. He strikes at Thomas and saves the 9-8 Lake County victory. Captains and the Lugnuts have split the first four games of this series. And tonight, it was the Lugnuts leading 6-1 and 7-2, but Lake County came back. Dion Frias' three-run homer in the seventh proves to be the game-winning blow.
That's going to be a tough one to stomach tonight. You're up, as you mentioned, multiple times in this game. And the last lead, you're up 8-4, and they just came all the way back. Five straight runs, cut it to 8-6, then the Frias three-run shot. And give credit to Lake County. They shut down the Nuts, who had scored in the first five innings of this game. Lansing doesn't score in the final four innings. They had their chances, but just a game that got away from them tonight. Too many big swings for the captains late, and somehow this series is tied at two apiece.
Somebody let any fans who are leaving know that Lapkew Fireworks are going to follow this game. Just like Lapkew Fireworks tomorrow night, too. Tomorrow night, the fifth game of this six-game series. The Lugnuts are scheduled to start the right-hander Yoel Vistel Rosario against Lake County right-hander Aaron Davenport, whom we've seen plenty of before. Tomorrow night will feature vintage baseball before the game, and then Adam, the Page Fence Giants uniforms for the Lugnuts. Game five of the six-game series, and once again, it's another one-run game here today. Lugnuts' record falls to 16-14 in one-run games.
It's been the story of the Nuts this year. I mean, they've had chances, and this is a game that you have to win if you're Lansing. And they didn't get it done tonight. They let this one slip away. And again, you give a ton of credit to the captains, but you're up throughout. You get great offense, put the pressure on them at the beginning of it, and then it just slipped away at the end. So that's good news about baseball, though. They can come back again to play tomorrow, and it should be a great event. Those Page Fence Giant uniforms are awesome. And you celebrate the team that used to dominate out of Adrian, Michigan. And we'll see what happens tomorrow night.
Yes, we will. And a losing cause for the Lugnuts. Three games for both Jack Winkler, whose average is now up to 250, and Danny Bautista Jr. now hitting 276. Lugnuts stole five bases. They went 7-for-15 with runners in scoring position, but they did not score after the fifth inning. Lake County overtakes them. Captains score 9 runs on 10 hits, 4 errors, improved to 4-9, 35-43 for the year. For the Lugnuts, 8 runs, 13 hits, 1 error. They fall to 5-8 and 36-42 for the year. The winning pitcher is Juan Zapata, the reliever. 3 1/3 innings, 1 run, 5 strikeouts, now 2-1. Lenny Torres Jr. picks up his 5th save and 6 chances. Jack Owen suffers his 2nd blown save and his 1st loss, now 4-1. He gave up a 3-run homer to Dion Frias. And that really tinted what was otherwise a fine performance by Owen, striking out 6 in 3 innings. Kumar Nambiar fired 2 innings, he allowed 4 runs. Jose Dicochea, the starter, 4 innings, 2 walks, 1 hit, 2 runs, 1 earned. Dicochea removed due to elevated pitch count after 74 pitches. That'll do it for us tonight. This has been a very long day. Michigan Baseball Hall of Fame Day. We are approaching the All-Star break. We are 2 games away from everybody getting 4 days off. two very exciting games to go. Tomorrow night, as we mentioned, Page Ben's Giants night, Vintage Baseball night, Laugh-U Fireworks, 7:05 p.m., the time of first pitch. And then Sunday, Capital City Market Kids Day. See you, Elvis Del Rosario and Mitch Myers, the Lugnuts' next two pitchers, Aaron Davenport and Ethan Hankins for the Captains. Adam, any final thoughts before we wrap this one up?
Get some sleep, man. This was game 10 and day 10 of this stretch with no off day this week. Nuts had a doubleheader on Friday last week, and they didn't play Thursday. So you're sitting at 11 games in 11 days tomorrow, and they'll wrap it up with 12 and 12 on Sunday. So, again, for everybody that's fighting through this, find a way, come back tomorrow, ride the energy of what should be a great crowd, and we'll see who's going to take the lead in this series after four great games.
Absolutely. For Adam Jaxa, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Once again, your final, Lake County 9, Lansing 8. Here's wishing you well. Have a terrific rest of your Friday night from Lansing, Michigan and Jacksonville. And as always, go Nuts.